We have to determine what the will of God is. We must assert first that the overarching will of God for us is for us to be conformed to the image of His Son Jesus. That's what Romans 8:29 tells us. Will of God for you and I is to be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Is Jesus a wimpy, wishy-washy, weak individual? Have you ever noticed, especially in Westerns, they portray the preacher as some weak, mumbling, poor excuse for a human being? I hate that. I love Westerns. And every time a preacher comes on like that, I just get upset. Want to throw something at the TV. I like when Glenn Ford played the preacher. How many of you have seen that movie where Glenn Ford was the preacher? He wore a side gun. Remember when he was inviting them to church? Oh, I could get with that guy. I could go to his church. There's a church out here in the country called Cowboy Church. I've been wanting to go out there and see the cowboys. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 through 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. In other words, this is the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep His commandments. That's pretty simple, isn't it? And that is after this guy, Solomon, had investigated everything in life, and he was the man that God gave wisdom to. So we should pay attention, huh? He said, this is it. This is toward the end of his discussion. He said, all is vanity. He looked at this whole world and his life, and he said, it's all nothing. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever looked around you and just said, oh man, this is just nothing. I want to go home to Jesus. Albert Barnes said, the will of God is that men should obey His law and be holy. The word will, in this context here, he says, has a reference to His law and to what would be acceptable to Him. That is righteousness. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, our next scripture. I got a lot of scriptures here. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, and you need to look at your Bible in whatever device you used, whether it be electronic or written book, and check me out. Make sure I don't misquote or get a scripture wrong. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. We talk about God as a God of love, but Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do what? Keep my commandments. And when Jesus was asked, okay, what is the greatest commandment? In Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31, this is what he said. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31. You shall love the Lord your God with all your what? Heart. With all your what? Soul. With all your mind. And with all your strength. Now, let me stop for just a minute and ask you to insert the word worship in the place of love. You shall worship the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Now, anyway, moving right along. This is the first commandment, Jesus said, and he's quoting the book of Deuteronomy. And the second, like it, is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There are no other commandments greater than these. And he goes on to say, all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So there's priority number one. Love God with all your heart and obey His commandments.